If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men hear God even when they can't hear His voice. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but let me say it again, and it will make sense in just a minute. Real men hear God even when they can't hear His voice. Now, if you've been knowing me or you know me personally, been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I love spending time with God. Now, I'm not just talking about being in His presence, going to church, worshiping and praising Him, or reading His word, or even praying. Now, all that is good, but I'm actually talking about spending time alone talking to God. Specifically speaking, asking Him questions and listening to and discerning His voice. Now, I can't actually put it into words, but to me, it's the most amazing experience in the world. Now, why? Because think about it, the God of the galaxy and universe, creator of all creatures, the maker of man, the all-knowing, all-powerful, originator of time itself. I'm talking about the beginning and the end of everything and the only eternal and wise God. He invites and wants to spend time with me alone, to sit with me and to speak with me, with me. When I'm talking about me, I'm talking about a selfish, hard-headed, rebellious, constant complaining, always doubting, mistake-prone, childish, repeat offender, among other things, born-again, redeemed sinner, who He now calls in Ephesians 1:5, His adopted child. Are you kidding me? This indescribable, holy, too good to be true, perfect Heavenly Father wants to not only hear what I have to say, but more importantly, wants to share His heart and His wisdom with me. He wants to talk to me. But this is when I usually lose guys and I get questions because they want to know, Joe, you mean to tell me God actually speaks to you? You mean you actually hear His voice like Moses and Abraham did? So Joe, let me ask you this. How do you know if it's God's voice and not just in your head? And if you can hear from Him, how can I start hearing from God myself? Now, I'm not surprised by these questions because I used to ask these same questions myself until I started spending time with God by myself. So I tried to the best of my ability to answer their questions. First of all, does God actually speak to me? Yes, God does actually speak to me, but He speaks to all of His children. Jesus says in John 1:12, to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. So the first question I would ask you is, are you a child of God? Have you received and believed in the name of Jesus Christ? And if you have, then the second question I would ask you is, do you have any children of your own? And if you do, do you speak to them? Then why would God, who's more loving to us than we could ever be to our own children, who knows everything about us down to having every hair on our head numbered, why would He not talk to His children? In fact, I believe He's always talking. We're just not always paying attention. Think about it. Just because your television or your radio isn't on doesn't mean it's not broadcasting. But you can only hear it when you choose to turn it on and tune in. Isn't that right? So in order to hear from God, we just have to tune in. And for me, that's at 5:30 in the morning in my quiet place during my quiet time. So my question to you is, when and where do you tune in to hear from God? Now, the second question they ask me is, do you actually hear God's voice like Moses and Abraham did? Now, the answer is no, I don't. But that doesn't mean I don't hear God, just not in the same way they did. See, I think it's awesome that Moses and Abraham and many of the great prophets in the Old Testament heard God's audible voice. But the truth is, that's not the only way to hear God. See, it's difficult to hear from God when you're only expecting to hear from God one way, through an audible voice. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never heard God's audible voice before. And to be honest, I don't know if I really want to, because they're probably scared the living daylights out of me. But because God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, to redeem us, and to reconcile our broken relationship with him, and tore the veil that separated us from communicating with him, based on what Jesus said in John 14:16, we now have full access to speak to God through the power of the Holy Spirit and to hear from him directly without the help of a preacher, prophet, pastor, or even the Pope. God now speaks, or should I say, reveals his heart to his children, you and me, through his Spirit, through his Word, through other people, through our dreams, through our circumstances, and even in our suffering. The key is learning how to hear with a discerning ear. Now, which leads to the third question. How do you know if you're really hearing from God? How do you know that's really God's voice or it's not just in your head? Well, I think that's an easy one to answer, because whatever truth God reveals to you and me will never contradict his word or his character. It would always be consistent with who he is and what we are in Christ. Now, let me say that again because it's too important. Whatever truth God reveals to you and me will never contradict his word or his character. It will always be consistent with who he is and what we are in Christ. That's how you develop a discerning ear. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Now, case in point, God could be speaking to you right now through me. But if what I'm saying doesn't agree with his word, who he is, and who he says you are in Christ, then it's not from God. It's just from me. And if it contradicts God's truth and leads you to sin, then it's from the enemy. Now, that doesn't mean I'm a bad person. It just means I'm not hearing from God. So you have to take what I say as an opinion, not as a fact. Jesus said in John 5:19, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. Because the truth is, I can't really claim to know anything except what God reveals to me through his word and his Spirit. Now, I'm hoping this is making sense. That's why you have to spend time with God by yourself for yourself. Otherwise, you'll only be hearing God through an interpreter instead of the source of all truth. And why go to the supplier when you can receive directly from the source? And last but certainly not least, here's the real question. So how can I start hearing from God for myself? Now, this is my favorite question because it's the most fun and why I love spending time with God. And I hope you will too. James 1:5 says, if a man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously without provocation, and it will be given to him. Now, I love this scripture because James makes it both plain and simple. If you and I lack wisdom, which is applied truth, then simply ask God for it. And not only will God give it to you, he'll give it to you generously without anger, impatience, or any negative consequences. Now, please tell me that has to excite you like it excites me. Think about when you were a child. There was so much you didn't know, but you wanted to know, right? And how many times when your questions got tougher, your parents got more impatient because either they didn't know the answer or they got tired of you asking so many questions, or even both, right? But think about it. God is inviting us to ask him, telling us he's going to respond, and reminding us that he won't ever turn us away or get tired of us asking. Now, how cool is that? So let me get this right. At 51 years old, I can still act like a kid with God. I can ask my daddy anything and he won't ever get tired of me. And he will always make time for me. And check this out. And he will never lie to me. Wow. So why wouldn't I want to spend time listening to what he has to say? Do you get it? So how do you start hearing from God? By humbly asking him questions, attentively listening to his answers, filtering it through his character, and obediently writing down his response. That's it. And do it consistently, because the more you do it, the more discerning you'll become. And just to get you started, I want to share with you some questions you can humbly take to God in your quiet or private time with him. That means after you spend quality time reading his word, whether it's a particular verse, chapter, or even a book of the Bible, just humbly ask him a question. And don't worry, you don't have to ask all of these questions. Just pick the one or the ones you want answered to the most. But remember to capture God's voice by writing down his answers to you. So after you've read a particular passage of scripture, ask Abba Father, God, what does this scripture say about me? God, what sin do I need to confess or avoid? Abba, what promise in your word do I need to claim? God, what attitude in my heart do I need to change? God, what command do I need to obey here? God, who's a good example of this in the Bible that I need to follow? God, what lesson do you want me to learn from this? God, after reading your truth, what new truth are you trying to reveal to me about yourself through this scripture? God, how do you want me to apply this scripture to my life right now? God, why do I struggle believing and accepting this truth that I just read? God, what can I do to trust you more after reading this? God, how can I serve you or others better after reading this scripture? God, what lie about this do I need to unlearn? And God, who do you want me to share this truth with? Now, I hope one or two of these questions got you excited about hearing from God. Like I said before, the more time you spend reading God's word and practice doing this, the easier it'll get at hearing God's voice. Because remember, real men hear God even when they can't hear his voice. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as always, you know I love reading podcast reviews from some of our listeners because not only are they inspiring to me and encouraging to me, I think they can also bless you as well, especially if you're just starting to listen to this podcast and you haven't subscribed yet. So let me share with you a review I received, and I picked these randomly, so who knows, I may pick yours and read yours on the air. This one came from MC Hanner 23. I love it. MC Hanner 23. And MC Hanner 23 writes, love this podcast. It's authentic and firmly rooted in the Word of God. Real Men Connect shoots arrows straight through my heart. Spares no truth in the form of clearly communicating testimonies, anecdotes, and most importantly, scripture. This will help draw you near to God if you're drifting or feeling lost. It will remind you that you are not alone as a man in this world, engaged in spiritual warfare, and help give you the tools and knowledge to engage smartly. Engaging with the knowledge that Christ has already won the fight. Thanks, Dr. Martin, for all you do. And thank you, MC Hanner 23, for that 5-star review on iTunes. I really appreciate it. And like I said, if you submit a podcast review for us, who knows, I may read yours on the air. And as you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. We're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there will be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.